Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. Hey guys, Paul here. Come along and see us. Let's go.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, just a little bit up, and you're good.
Thank you. There we are. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for a Tuesday. Running a little tardy today. I said a long time ago when I experienced a roughly two-hour wait in a doctor's office that 45 minutes would be my walkout point. And I walked right up to that. And this is a doctor I like. So this is a guy that's my, you know, my pain guy. So, When I'm dealing with that, 2:30 should be 2:30.
I agree.
In my humble opinion, especially when I walk in at 2:15.
Yeah.
And then 2:15, and then 2:30 comes, and then 2:45 comes.
Did they tell you anything during the wait that?
Really?
Oh, I'm just curious.
A doctor's office?
Well, I know they don't normally.
They don't. And I walk up to the, just as I walk up to the receptionist. Like they were waiting for me to get my ass out of the chair.
Right.
And then I go back at 2:45, and then at 3:15, I was ready for, I mean, guys, got to be here. Got to do what I do. They, you know, I mean, we've changed times around and everything.
I got
places to go.
That's why you made an appointment at 2. So
then,
you don't have to be late at 4.
So
well,
at 3.
That's the worst, is when they stick you in the room so you can't leave.
Yes.
But I can, and I have. And it's
my doctor takes my shoes.
And it's 10 after, and I open the door.
Right.
And I look out, because at this point I said, I'm looking at my watch, and I'm just going, at 10 after, I'm going to just get up, because I have been forgotten in a couple of offices. And I look out, and as I look out, it's like, and she gives me the, like, they know, or she knows, not enough to come in and give me an update, but she knows. And at this point, I said, I know it's the doctor. And then I see his PA come by, and I said, I hope I wasn't too rude. I kind of go with my thumb. I go, is it him? And I go, that's all I said. And I went back into the office, and it was him. But he's great. And he's Mr. Fix-It, and he gives me great quick analysis and bingo bango, and everything was fine. But then the gates of hell opened, and let me tell you something about Southwest Florida.
Sure.
There's a lot of labor that takes place where men get into their trucks and drive to some place where it's outside, and if it starts pouring rain, they get back into their trucks and they drive home. And that's what I hit. So that's why I'm running a little late today. And I hate to be late. I hate it. You know it, Rob. I've hated it forever. It's one of the worst things that
Did you ever get to see the doctor?
Saw the PA, and that was the plan originally.
Oh, okay.
He went over my my neck, which is they told me, and this is exciting news. They
and
told
your back?
Me I have the spine, my neck, my back.
Yes, exactly.
And my crack. They told me
classy.
I have the spine. I have the spine of a 97-year-old man.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
And
your
look,
spine looks like a calligraphy S.
I was just going to walk out. and say, don't worry, I'll see, and without any attitude, because I know I'm going back.
Right.
It's not like a newbie where I, you know, I could be dramatic and go, I'm sorry, if you don't respect me, I'm gone. No, this one I know I have to come back. So it's a real thing where I got to come and tape this show. And right. I'm like, can we just reschedule it, please? I have no problem if we do that. But I didn't get to that point because he came in and everything worked out, which is good because I want it to work out.
Yeah.
What if next time you take your laptop with you?
Like,
so if he's running behind, you just set up and do the show from that little office.
Well, Josh, you know, that would require carrying a backpack everywhere I go.
Just a laptop.
You know, because
we can get wheels on that bag.
I mean, I don't want to do the show with the laptop microphone. I want to do a show with a real microphone, and I would take the little horrible microphone that I've used.
But you'd have that wonderful sound of waiting room.
I call that microphone, acoustics. By the way, I call that microphone the Cabo Wabo microphone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And your crack.
Yeah. And I dash home, and I give the guys a little warning, and you know, there's a little business in between that I have to take care of, and I look over at my printer where I have my stuff, and it says, you need to replace the ink cartridge to continue printing.
The worst.
A warning would be nice, Epson.
Do you have an Epson replacement ready to go?
No. It goes through ink like a diesel tractor trailer goes through fuel.
You need to go to Hewlett Packard. So when you run out of ink, they shut down your computer. Which is what they do, because they have an internet link to the printer.
It's the same thing. They said you can't print at all.
Yeah, right. They lock it up. BS. So,
screw that. That's terrible.
Hate Hewlett. Hate Packard.
Yeah,
hate
all of
Epson,
them.
Canon. They're all jerks.
Yeah, Jake Stiles, he's a damn good investigator. And he's mine. I'm William Conrad. So welcome to the show. And I want to talk to my friend Josh for a second, if I may.
Good.
One of the biggest baseball fans I know. I'm here to say
that you have all last night.
You have all-star fever, Mike?
See, the thing about it, he's worked with me a year, and he already has the total. He has the same intuition you've had for decades, and he's got it now. It is the home run derby. In fact, the whole all-star thing.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm 100% done.
I'm not 100% done. Here's the problem. The broadcast last night is what ruined the home run derby.
It always does,
yeah.
Yeah, but they went extra strong to ruin it because they put Pat McAfee as the head guy.
Who is the dick of dicks, in my opinion.
I don't know who his partner is, but simple production setup would tell you one of you wear the American League jersey, the other wear the National League jersey, but they both had the American League jersey on, which means they don't care about what it looks like.
I wrote this down in my show prep today, where I said that as far as when did we turn the home run derby into ball players, not Beyonce? When can we go back to it being ball players? Are you kidding me? Coming out of the setting up a ridiculous little stage so that they can come out from the bottom. The dumbest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life.
And a new award that's like a big chain necklace award. But then they get to the home run derby and ESPN screws it up with their broadcast, because the beauty of the home run is watching the bat ball come off the bat
with multiple angles, hopefully, if you got what you would have, which is go ahead.
We have home runs in every game, and the camera crew does a great job catching that home run.
Right.
What they do for the home run derby is one camera close up on the batter, a second camera on the crowd, and then they split screen it down the middle. So what you see is the guy.
And they have their special camera set up to put their new expensive graphics that they like so bad that they haven't figured out how to use yet. And it is garbage because the camera angle is garbage, because the only way they can use their stupid ass graphics are by putting that camera angle on that totally sucks. The angle is
you don't
behind
see
the pitcher.
The
you what you do for a home run in a regular baseball game is you get the camera angle from behind the pitcher, then you see, boom, he really hit that. Then quick cut to the outfield where the ball's going.
There was no cut to the outfield, Rob. It was split screen. Left side's the batter swinging. Right side's the ball landing in the crowd.
And here it is, Rob. Ready for the exciting part? Ready for the really exciting part that they brought to the technology that they that everybody's going to get a big old erection because of. What we're going to do is we'll show on one half of the split screen the yellow line where the ball is tracking, like the like they track balls in a golf tournament.
Sure.
But if it's a home run, it turns striped red. Ooh, how exciting is this? Yay!
Wow, that sounds great. You know, I complained to Josh yesterday that Fox doesn't even have the home run derby. And at 4 p.m., Fox went to all-star baseball coverage with no game to promote yesterday. Yeah. It was just all that. And they are doing their best. They've always tried to make it something it's not, which is big. It's a, you know what it is? I've watched it before. It's a delightful distraction.
Now,
it's fun.
The past 2 years, the Orioles have had a player in the home run derby, so I've paid attention to it.
Oh, that's what's got him really pissed
No. There you go. You want to know why Jazz Chisholm was in the home run derby?
Because
Mr. Three home run guy?
Yeah, he only
because
hit three.
Because Barstool Sports pushed for him to get on there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So that's the whole, and that's what it's become now.
It's not about talent.
It's about Pat McAfee and Barstool Sports and heavy doses of testosterone and a bunch of overpaid dumb jocks walking around. Now this is coming, by the way, this is coming from a huge sports fan. The sport itself is magical to me. The game itself is magical. This BS, and I'd love to say the real world word. I really
do it.
This is such bullshit hype.
Yes.
This is absolute crap. This is everything that's wrong with sports. It's television gone wild. It's budgets gone wild. Come on.
Now, baseball.
Is it a lazy attempt to bring in new viewers somehow? Because I know that they're losing viewers.
There's no laziness involved in this.
No.
There's no.
Okay.
I'm not going to give the. I'm not throwing them at it. They
have. No, it's not laziness.
No, they have cameras and crews and technology and managers and technical directors and little women running around that are super short that are telling us, get over here. No, get over here. And microphones and babies and kids and people
farting. It's all about
farting.
TikTok. It's all TikTok angles.
What a bunch of crap. My kid liked
it. But I will say baseball is doing two things right for the All-Star game tonight. First thing they're doing right is you're wearing your team uniforms in the game.
That's good.
So they got rid of that a while ago. That's a good thing.
I like that. Yes.
Second thing they're doing is they have the automatic balls and strikes robot umpire in tonight's game.
So there will not be a home plate umpire?
There will be, but in his ear, the robot tells him what to call.
Well, that's
which
cool.
is, and the talk is
now, see,
that
I like
they're
this.
Doing it. The talk, well, they've been doing this in AAA and AA.
Yeah,
and
watched it the other night. I watched it at the game on 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the idea is they're introducing it in the All-Star game tonight to be in all of baseball next year.
Okay, so this will be a test run. Well, you've got me right there. Way to
go.
I like that. I was going to say F the whole thing, but now you've got me motivated just to watch that. Because
is there a chance that the robot goes out of control and kills two National League players? Is it like a robot that walks or anything, or is it?
Hey, Josh, I've always said for years there's a reason why we keep him out of the sports discussions because of that. Right there, that's what it is.
And Rob, ESPN also loved that the guy that won the home run derby, that his nickname is Big Dumper.
Yeah, of Big Dumper, because like he's got a fat ass. Yeah.
Right, so they love that.
Did McAfee, did oversexed McAfee, did he come up with that? Is it 50 now and he's wearing his tank top?
Yeah, as he's cutting the sleeves off his jersey.
Oh, God.
So you don't see the robot?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was hoping it'd be
what do you think it's going to be like Lost in Space behind the plate?
Yes, I'd love to see a robot
back
there.
No, he just said it's in his ear.
Yeah, what I envisioned, Mike, was the robot would make the call and whisper it into the umpire's ear.
I'm actually looking forward to that to see how it will be, because I am a bit of a purist when it comes to umpires and that type of thing. So it'll be interesting to see you know, how that goes. But this thing was, and by the way, there's a guy, an old man I'm playing golf with the other day that says, I liked it when it was today. That said, I liked it when it was back. No, I hated it when it was back.
I liked it better than what I saw last night.
Oh, I did too.
You mean Chris Berman.
Oh, God. Bring Chris Berman back.
He's better than Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
He's still with us, isn't he, Berman?
Yeah, I don't think he's dead.
Okay, but now good.
You cinched it with
now
that.
Now I have to check.
You cinched it with
well,
that.
Well, I don't think I did, Mike. He looks healthy for
Chris
years.
Berman.
Yeah,
he is 70 years old.
And?
He's only 70?
And still alive.
Berman
is 70 years
70?
Old.
Yeah.
I thought Chris Berman would be like 78.
Me too. Like closer to 80. Yeah. Is he still teaching Pilates?
I would love to see a recent picture of Chris Berman. I mean, he still does the...
He does a little football stuff,
the
right?
Football stuff on Monday night. In between... boy.
But you're a fan.
God. No, I'm really not.
I know.
I'm not a fan of the whole... You know,
you don't like the way baseball's gone.
I don't like the way... I don't like sports hype. I don't like pregame shows. I don't like postgame shows. Mm-hmm. I like the game. I don't mind, I have to say this, I don't mind guys that do sports talk like the Junkies.
Yeah.
After the game, that get in and talk about the game because that's interesting to a sports fan. Mm-hmm. What I hate is the pregame hype and the pre-derby hype, which is meaningless.
Yeah,
what
you're right.
What ruins pregame talk to me is the gambling sites. Because now all the pregame is odds and odds to do this and that, and that has ruined the pregame talk to me.
Okay, that's garbage too. But that's what therein lies the money. That's the way it always goes. And by the way, and getting back to the, and I'm sorry about the dumb jock comment. I really am. But they are. Can there be any more swagger? You know, baseball players, you know, have this kind of too cool for school vibe that they have to get, and they, you know, and there's a lot of that, and jewelry, and you know, women's haircuts, and you know, it's just like I'm serious, Rob. Women's haircuts.
I know that you haven't ever forgiven Carl Yastrzemski when he had that bob.
Carl Yastrzemski, I don't think Carl Yastrzemski would be within 50 miles of this type of event if there was this kind of hype. Neither would Ted Williams, neither would Joe DiMaggio.
Well,
I mean,
they're very old school.
Babe Ruth all over it.
Yeah, Babe Ruth for free hot dogs.
Yeah, Babe Ruth would be like loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know,
he'd be at all the parties.
It's a home run. What it is sports broadcasting saying to me that your game is not interesting enough. Your idea of having the power to hit a baseball, a tiny little ball, 450 feet, is not interesting enough, and we have to make it more. We have to load you with statistics, exit velocity, the launch angle. I mean, shut up. And then when they really wrecked it, Josh, for me, really, was when, and I literally almost turned it up off, but I didn't because my kid was with me and he was interested, when they started showing those yellow stripes that were going out there.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's when I went to, that's when I already walked away.
It was horrible.
Is that
absolutely
as bad?
Horrible television is
the only thing I can equate it to. Do you remember when they used to have the red trail on the puck on pro hockey on TV?
That didn't work simply because that was an actual, I'll give them credit that was an actual attempt to see the puck, and it didn't work.
To make the game easier to follow.
It never worked. It was too fast. They couldn't follow. On golf, it's SOP. It's absolutely, I love it on golf. I love seeing where the ball's going because you can't follow the ball otherwise, but it's a slow-moving
object. I know it's hard in real life. You never know if you're going to get a hole-in-one if you don't have the yellow line.
You mean to say if I'd had mine? I was reading an article about the actor Tom Holland.
Yes,
and they were talking about Spider-Man. They were talking about Spider-Man and how he's a great golfer. He's a 2.5+2, or he's a two. He's a 2 handicap, 2.5 handicap, 2.5. And they were talking about the fact that he has 2 hole-in-ones. He said, but one of them was solo, and I kind of had a little swagger where you know, okay, solo's by yourself. You're out there by yourself.
There's no one to verify
it's the honor system.
That's like Trump's. 100 hole-in-ones yeah. or whatever, yeah. where he yeah, wins every exactly. tournament at his place.
Yes. It's similar. Yeah. It's very similar to that. So I did have a little extra spring in my step with. I have my flag. I'm looking at right now. I got my special flag. They already made it for me.
What
which
flag?
Which is cool. You want to see it?
Yeah.
I'll show it to you. Let me show it to you. Hold on a second.
I hope it's for this great nation of ours.
No, it's a pin flag. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what a pin flag is, Rob?
It is the it notifies the top of the it's on the top of the pole that goes in the hole, and it shows you where the pin is. And
you didn't
doesn't
need to use the word notify.
And doesn't it usually have the number of the hole on it, or does it not? Like for yours, does it say 15? Oh, that's cool. 13. Or is it 15? I can't make it
15.
Up. 15. Okay.
Now, what's your name on that before the hole-in-one as well?
No. No, it wasn't.
And just
here's
for fun,
my Epson computer.
Just for fun, I looked it up. Donald Trump has 8 hole-in-ones.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Right, my exactly. ass.
No.
No wonder he keeps winning.
Yeah, win, win, win. Yep. So the Home Run Derby, I just wanted to get that off my chest and just say, once again, thank you for taking a sport I love to watch and, you know, a sport that I've gotten back into this year and turning it into something just jive and stupid.
Will you look at the All-Star game tonight?
Yeah, because of what Josh said. Otherwise, okay. I might not care. I've missed the last three. I don't really pay. There's no skin in the game, right?
I don't think there's skin in the game.
The winner doesn't, you know.
I thought you got the first home game in the World Series.
That's what I
won.
Thought.
Yeah. They got rid of that a few years ago.
Okay. I'm looking here, Mike.
Why? Because it was too good?
It was a good idea. Yes.
It was not a good idea.
Why not?
I liked it. I liked the American League wins and they get home field advantage. I thought that was fun. Well, you didn't like that?
I don't know. I don't care. I don't care either way. I just took the other side. I'm fine if they bring it back, but I believe they removed that.
Okay. It says here that the national anthem tonight being sung by Chris Berman. So I'm very excited about it.
I can do that.
You can do Berman doing the national anthem?
Yeah, let's try out my new equipment.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on.
All right.
Give me a second here. I have my kid in here other
just
day.
Just don't touch any wires.
All right, hold on. Let me
make
just
sure
see
they're
if
tight.
It's, let me see if it's working here. I
want
to make sure. All right. No, it's not on. It's not working.
No.
I don't think it's. Oh, I've got it muted.
You got to press the button.
I've got it muted.
And it might happen that your voice comes out of your television.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but not through that.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Now can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Back, 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 back. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail back, 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 back at the twilight's last gleaming?
You know,
whose broad stripes and bright stars. That's not really working. Not really working,
it.
But thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And he's gone.
Back to reality.
He is gone, right?
Yeah. No, he's
Something
back.
Went wrong.
Berman is gone. Mike is here.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
He is frozen on my screen.
Ah, well, that'll keep him fresh.
You know, Mike, I brought a national anthem to ask you about.
Yes.
Since you went into the national anthem.
Really?
There was one last Thursday
really?
For the Oriole game that I wanted to get your take on.
Okay. I'd like to see
it. So this is an electronic artist named Dan. I don't remember his last name.
You can hear me okay, right?
Yeah.
I can.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
Auto-tune.
Kind of. Yeah.
Kind of.
He's using electronics.
He's got some colorful board.
It's like a bad synthesizer, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
It's like not working. That's got to be really good to.
I really like it. I think it's really cool.
No, you don't.
I do.
It's weird.
Rob, it's just it's distorted.
It might just be the capture on this. Because,
no, I mean. I think it's done on purpose because he had a weird O added in there too, like a fan cheer.
Okay.
Free and the home of the brave.
I'll tell you why I like it. Because it honors, it's not disrespectful to the song. It is different. And he seems to be reverent when he sings it. That's his craft, and I appreciate it.
And you have an individual.
It's fast.
You have an individual here, okay? Yeah. I don't want to brag, all right? But you've only got one person that's on that screen right now that has done a national anthem at a Major League Baseball game.
I would use that machine.
Yours truly. Here are the rules. Don't screw up the lyrics. As Rob said, honor the song and do it at a meter that is not self-indulgent. Those are the three. If you do that, you can do it. Now, obviously, there are degrees of pitch and, you might come up with a particular note that is a little off. You can't control. But if you stay by those things and you get the notes right, you get the lyrics right, and you do it at a meter that is not self-indulgent and respect the song, that's fine. And I'd love to do it again sometime, and maybe I will. But doing that was the most nervous part of it. There was one. Where was it the other day? Oh my God! It was a young lady. It was so long. It was so
I've
long.
I've told enough of them; they should never really be longer than a minute 20. And that was like a minute 14.
Many of them are. Yes. It was just. But the thing about his synthesizer didn't sound like it worked. And look at the guy; he looked like he worked at a Pokemon card store, didn't he?
I think you're giving him a hard. I think it's you're being a little hard on him. I liked when those harmony courses came up in the middle. I thought that was neat.
He's saying that because he looks like your twin.
I think
now that's
look,
not even kind or valid.
Take a look. Bring a picture of the guy up again. Tell me if this doesn't look like Rob's twin.
The look was so far off.
Here's Rob the problem. Speedway.
How dare you?
That's Rob's brother.
It's
that's
not. Why, I have no brother.
Freeze the frame. There's Rob.
I did.
There is
his glasses are different.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's shorter.
Wow.
Yeah. I you know what? I guess I just love America more than you.
There he is. Oh, my God. Listen, bear with me, Rob.
Mike, I'm sure
they
we
can sing. Go ahead, Josh.
If they let that guy sing, I'm sure, Mike, we can get you in there if you want to do the national anthem.
No, I don't. I think that's a bucket list, and I'm done. I did it at the
Do they allow
Nationals
the singing?
Game.
Do they allow the singing of the national anthem on cruise ships?
Like before we leave the dock,
when we arrive.
Right, just not in international waters.
Yeah. Oh, say, can you see?
I'd love that.
That's my Tom Waits version of the "By the Dawn's Early Light."
That's respecting the song, Tom. You see, that's
what's
good too.
So I remember I saw Tom Waits in Poughkeepsie, New York, and he spit at the crowd between his teeth. It was one of these.
That's classy. Did people deserve it?
I don't know. I was probably half asleep. The concert was Tom Waits and Leon Redbone.
Wow. Who opens that?
That was the concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Redbone opened
for Waits.
Probably because Redbone wanted to get to bed. He's probably 80 back then.
And Leon Redbone did, he was most famous for the beer commercial, right?
Yeah.
Buds for you.
Yeah. But he had a few records in the 70s that were pretty good. He did Shine On Harvest Moon that sounded like it was from 70 years prior.
Shine On Harvest Moon. All right, boys, this weekend I'm already starting to be a little concerned about it. Count them, 5 11-year-olds on a boat with hooks. What could possibly go wrong?
Now, we're not going to name these 5 kids, but they're on what is known as the O'Mara list. And people say that we don't need to see it.
Just like in the movie Flight with Denzel Washington, when John Goodman shows up and says, "I'm on the list." That's what this is all about. It's great.
I think if you really want the 11-year-olds to like you, you got to show up as Captain Hook.
That is not going to be happening.
It's his birthday. Make it special.
I plan on doing this. I plan on assisting the captain because this is 5 11-year-olds, okay? They have capacity on this boat for 6 people and the captain. All right. I am the sixth person. I will be sitting back with the captain and letting them do it. And I will be there, you know, because of my nautical ability. I have an ability to cleat a boat, tie a boat off. I can tie knots. I can do anything the captain wants me to. So
not everything.
Oh, God. Why did you have to turn it that way?
Because I always do.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, maybe you want to come down to the cabin.
It's not that kind of boat.
Oh, it doesn't have a cabin.
You picture the boat in Jaws. It's not that kind of boat. No, this is a flat boat. Center console with a fishing platform, a big rectangular fishing platform on the front, the Tina Louise.
Right.
That's what it is.
I wonder if that name comes up in the copy today.
The Tina Louise?
Yes.
Did I ever tell you about my father's best friend, Lamar?
No.
Lamar had a wife who was, let's just say, a very strong personality.
Understood.
And Lamar was a college professor and my father's best friend. And Lamar chain smoked cigarettes like they all did back then.
Exactly.
And he just was really funny and had a great sense of humor. My father loved the guy. I even remember that, even though he, you know, he's been gone so long now. I remember as a kid how much my dad thought Lamar was funny. And they were quirky. They were academics and they were just very quirky people. And Lamar was married to Louise.
Louise.
And Louise was a character in her own right. She was eccentric, she was loud, and she was short, and she was a little ball of fire.
Okay,
and,
great.
I told this story to a guy that works at Happy Valley named Lamar. I told him this whole story maybe after two Guinnesses.
Okay.
And I don't know if it landed with him at all, but I like telling the story, so I'll tell it to you.
I love it.
The couple was, I believe they were a childless couple. They were a single couple. They didn't have any kids.
Louise was barren.
All I know is that for probably multiple years, everyone in my family, when they would refer to the couple, they would do so in this way. They would say, are you going to go down and see Lamar? And Louise!
Oh, God! That's great.
Like, we'd find excuses to do that. Mom,
even your kind, sweetly mother would do this?
Oh, no. No, no. These are all the cousins and me.
Thank God.
So,
okay.
Hey, Mom, who's coming to the party? Lamar and Louise! Louise, her claim to fame, and I can do a better job of impersonating her when I talk about a fishing trip. Let me just say, as far as Maine was concerned, sunny days in the summer when everybody in this little summer community chartered their own boat, a big lobster boat, to go out deep sea fishing. And I'm talking about 15, 20 people on this boat.
So everyone chipped in the neighborhood is what you're
saying. And we got up at the crack of dawn, and everybody was on the boat, and they're smoking cigarettes. I remember my Aunt Mary, God bless her, God rest her lovely soul, was reeling in this huge 40-pound hake. 40-pound. Hake's like a cod.
Yeah.
It's a bottom fish. Right. And she would reel, and then smoke the cigarette, and then reel, and take another. And the worst one, when I wasn't catching any fish, was Louise!
Yes?
Wanted to catch a halibut.
Yes.
And this was her voice. Come on, halibut.
Oh,
come
no.
Come on, halibut. I want you, halibut. And I know, if I was to think back at my 13-year-old self paying attention, I know they were probably, cocktailing it out there.
I was going to say there had to be some 9 a.m. beers on that boat.
Hey, hello, halibut. Halibut. And great days. Great times. Really, all great people.
The wind through the trees, the breeze through the trees seems to whisper, Louise.
Oh, the breeze through the trees seems to whisper, Louise.
Louise!
Hey, who's coming to the party? Well, I think, let's see, I think the McKernans are coming down, and then, of course, there'll be Lamar. Louise!
Louise!
All right, Louise, we have a lot more coming up. This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack sponsor. We're excited to announce that they've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on two special edition products, a salted caramel chip protein bar and a yuzu mango hydration mix. This collaboration grew out of Chef Keller's daily regimen of IQ Bar products. IQ Bars are packed with clean,
delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. For example, the Salted Caramel Chip IQ Bar has 12 grams of protein and only 1 gram of sugar. Of course, products co-created by a Michelin star chef are going to taste incredible. But what's even more important is how they make you feel. When I start my day with an IQ Bar, I feel amazing. Yes, I love them because they love me. With over 20,000 five-star reviews and counting, more people than ever are fueling their busy lifestyles with IQ Bar's amazing offerings. Right now, IQ Bar is offering our listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64,000. That's TMOS to 64,000. Remember, text TMOS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. But before that, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you about a wonderful, wonderful sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm talking about Pesty. Pesty, yes. People. You'll love Pesty like I love Pepsi. Not Pepsi.
No, it's we don't Pesty. Like Pepsi at all. It's Pesty
moron.
Is what we like.
Summertime, hot time, fun time, beach time. Bug time. Ew. No, thank you. If you've got bugs, you need Pesty. Pesty is a do-it-yourself pest control kit, and their kit makes it so easy. It only takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year. Poo on them. But with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, your bugs, and your climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, and instructions. Follow these instructions, and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. Try for 8. Pesty gets rid of over one.
They're Pesty. Accepting records right now. If you want to submit your name and your serial number, Pesty, they might put you on the website.
Gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Pesty is the bestie.
Mike, I don't normally know
why I have trouble with that, but
I don't normally cite the chat room during a commercial, but Linda Gowen, forgive me, who used Pesty, says she loves it. So thank you, Linda, for supporting, and thank you for spreading the word.
Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to Pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Beat it, insects. Scram! Scram!
Do you think you will drop even a line in the water on Saturday?
I'm not really sure. I don't know if I will or not.
Or will you spearfish?
The spearfishing's wonderful.
It is.
I know
you love it. Yeah.
I'm trying to play my little sound here. What happened? Wait a minute.
Okay, here it comes. Right.
No, I can't. I'm messing it up.
Is it at the doctor's office?
I don't know where it is. Shut up, Rob.
Does it open up into a larger sound?
God damn it.
See, I was hoping maybe Mike would do a little hand fishing. Just lay over the side of the boat.
Oh, that's the way they do it in the Ozarks. Yeah,
exactly. Just grab them and toss them up.
I'm not sure that's a really feasible way in the ocean. I think that's more in still waters that you can do that.
Still waters run deep.
They do, Mike. As a matter of fact, they do.
All right, hold on a second.
Yes.
Well, that's open. God damn it, Michael. I'm so mad at my mother.
Hello.
She wanted $20 for some food.
That's off now. You can't hear that.
Right.
All right. Is it this one? Let me see if it's this one.
Okay.
All right. I want to see if my thing. I'm really a bit anal. No, it's not even showing up. This is just one of those days where I was running late and I have not been a professional broadcaster.
Does this help if I play this and we can get started?
It's no secret
that 61-year-old Brad Pitt seems to be a real-life Benjamin Button.
Yes.
But his backwards aging may not be due to his luxury skincare brand, Beaudomain. So what is his secret? Well, a Turkish plastic surgeon speculates in a post that Brad had a facelift sometime before filming F1, the movie, which hasn't even gone wide yet, has it?
It's not in theaters. Yeah.
It came out beginning of June, I think.
Really?
Or at least mid-June.
I missed that. Apparently, there's a scar behind his ear. Someone in the comments suggested that he could have had multiple facelifts as well as embryonic stem cell injections and platelet-rich plasma injections, while others suggest his youthfulness is just a result of divorcing Angelina Jolie. There has been speculation for a few years now that Brad has, he's never confirmed it. There's a TikTok from last November that suggests that he's also had a neck lift in addition to a facelift and a few other procedures.
I don't buy it. I think he's just beautiful. And you know what? He's aging well, but he has aged. I mean, he doesn't look like he did in Thelma and Louise. And, you know, if you compare
Thelma and what?
Louise. Oh, Thelma Louise!
Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise! But if you compare him to, like, you know, that and you compare it to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, he's definitely aged, but I think in a graceful way. But you know what? Men can sometimes do that. Cary Grant always looked good, never had any face work done. They just age well.
And he is beautiful. Yeah. I mean, he is, he's a super beautiful guy.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to touch that scar behind his ear.
Well, I mean, what? You've taken this into a different... I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. I mean, just a beautiful man.
Maybe would you like to say it again?
More? I mean, would you like to say it one more time? I mean, you really seem to. Is Brad Pitt like your number one seed as far as dudes?
Probably. I think he's very appealing. As ones that are still alive.
Okay.
Because if you go through all history, I also like President James Buchanan.
Okay.
William
play
Shakespeare.
The thing again,
they're
please.
Both great.
Jesus Christ. Thank you. Britney Spears had the folks at Child Protective Services getting ready for some overtime on Sunday when she posted on Instagram that she had, quote, adopted a beautiful baby girl named Lennon London Spears.
Lennon London Spears.
Well, it probably didn't happen. It was apparently a joke. And there, give that old laugh. And
yes.
For the record, Britney did put 3 winking emojis after her announcement. Well, that was smart of her. Further down in the post, she added, quote, Lennon today has on an adorable dress. It says, I'm new here, so please stop talking trash, America. I've decided to move to Italy. This seems to be rather manic and rather drug-addled.
This is as horrifying as the thought of her having a child. These fake tweets are as horrifying. Do you think she sees a child that isn't there?
I don't know.
I got into the gummies.
I think perhaps that sounds a little influence. Of course, the video accompanying the post featured Britney dancing in a pink bathing suit and knee-high boots.
She loves to dance.
Which she's still going for as the sexy look. It becomes less and less becoming the older.
I always wonder why she puts on shoes to dance but goes barefoot into a gas station. I never understood the comparison.
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting. The boots at the house, on the carpet, and then out of the car to get a frap. And,
a gooey frap.
Walking across the nasty little gas station parking lot in her bare of feet. So who knows? Hit the thingy again. Let's move on. There is apparently and finally a decent new trend on TikTok.
Good.
And I have endorsed this, and I will be using it at least for the rest of the year, not just the summer of the year. Apparently, the new trend on TikTok, women are using Sharpie permanent markers as lip liners.
Perfect.
And I ask one question.
Shoot.
Women are? I mean, come on, really. One woman shared her technique and was so impressed that she is asking Sharpie for more shades. Other beauty influencers.
God, we're stupid. We're just stupid.
Well, other influencers were less convinced. One said, my lips weren't burning, but I could definitely feel my lips drying out. Well, the influencer that tries that is duh.
Yeah,
too,
I mean,
right?
Isn't the ink is probably largely alcohol, so it evaporates when it hits your paper, so it's bad for you. This is the eyeliner I use, Mike, and it just makes me look like I have jaundice. I don't know why.
Oh, that you've eyeliner? Used that. You've used that. Not that's not liner. You've used that under your eyes for years, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I have. As you? A matter of fact, yes, I have, Mike.
Let me see. The influencer says I can definitely taste and smell the chemicals on me, and I wouldn't recommend doing this regularly. Hey, thanks for that tip. But are those chemicals really that bad?
Yes, are they?
Looked into it. Actually, okay. Yes. Oh. One poison control center said on its website that permanent markers, including brands like Sharpie, contain ink that is made from the chemical xylene.
Oh, from the planet xylene.
Toluene.
Mm-hmm.
Or toluene. Mm-hmm. And urethane resin, and breathing the fumes can be harmful.
Yeah.
I'm John Tesh.
Oh,
so
no.
If you're going to use a Sharpie liner on your lips this holiday season, they, along with Sharpie itself, say that the markers are safe when used as intended.
Yeah.
For example, writing on your urine sample.
But you want to make sure, Mike, that it's in a jar. You can't actually write on the sample.
Once again, something I wanted to say in real life, I bring to this show because when I went to see my pee-pee doctor yesterday,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And I walked into they say, go in with a sample and write your name on the plastic. And as I took the fat magic marker and wrote my name skillfully on the outside of the plastic flimsy cup, I'm saying, is this really an exercise that you want to make senior citizens go through after they have urinated into a small cup? I think not.
You know what would be bad, even worse, is if you were up north and they asked you to write your name in the snow.
Yeah, do that. You know?
We'll get you every time.
Just put a little, put a little ice shelf right there and just write it, Mike.
My parents never let me write on my hands with magic markers. I had friends that would do it all the time. It was a big deal. They didn't let me do it.
Well, I respect your parents.
To use the marker on your friends when they're sleeping.
Right.
Oh, well, no, this is before that. This was like when I was a kid. So I still write on my hand occasionally. But I always think of the fact that I was told not to.
But then you disfigured yourself at the end with a tattoo. So
exactly.
You got them back.
I don't know that I got them back.
Well, it's a look what I have now. That's permanent.
Yeah.
A dermatologist told Fox News, your favorite, Josh, that Sharpies clearly contain toxins that are concerning and risky. They add, if you did try this, you don't need to be super worried about the effects. Of course you don't. So that like arsenic or anything like that?
No, it's just not a good idea.
Yeah, they say just stop doing this. Now, I know that you like board games. I know you like card games. I know you like games with the family. The Palms Casino Resort just opened the first ever Uno social club in Las Vegas.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm pretty sure this news story doesn't have the one salient fact I was looking for. It sounds like it's a temporary thing for select groups of Uno enthusiasts,
right.
Featuring tons of Uno gaming, food and drinks, as well as game-inspired decor, bowling, pool, and other awesomeness. That's their press release. According to Mattel, which owns Uno, more of these temporary suites are expected to open across the U.S. later this year. It sounds like it's mostly a stunt. Made for social media hype.
It's
so they're not
a cunning
bringing,
stunt.
It doesn't sound like they're bringing full-on Uno gaming tables to actual casino floors, which
gambling.
I would hope for. No, so there's
no gambling?
No gambling. No.
I hate this idea.
Then why bring it to the Palms? What's
exactly.
Because you're just conjuring.
For attention.
Yeah. No money involved in it. I mean, if you were going to play Uno, you've played Uno, right, Rob?
Yeah, of course.
And just in a paragraph, what are the rules of Uno?
It's very much like Crazy Eights.
Card game,
you put down a card that's a color and a number. You have to the next person has to match it either by color or by number. And there's also wild cards, and there's ones that will reverse the circle, and there's ones that will make you pick up cards. And the object is to get rid of all your cards. However, if you get down to one card and you don't say Uno, you have to pick up two more cards.
So that could be played for money. Easily,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. It would be the kind of, it wouldn't be like betting in rounds. It would be a pot and then the last one, the first one.
But do you know what a skip is?
Yeah. That's where you put the card down and the person next to you doesn't have to put a card down.
Do you know what a reverse is?
That's where you change the direction of play.
Wilds?
Wild is, it can
you
be any
a
card.
Color.
Yeah.
Draw fours?
Draw four is when you get to draw four cards. You have to. There it's a go. Penalty. Yeah.
All right. Would you be excited if it was for real money in a casino?
I would do it for real money, sure.
Yeah, I would
do. But it also seems a little bit like Vegas Vacation when they had that bad casino that was like letting people bet on war. Yeah. I don't think it's a really, yeah. not really a,
well,
you know.
That's, the casino won't let you do it because they can't control the odds.
I think what I'd like to do is open up the Mike O'Mara Trouble Casino.
Causing Trouble? That would be the name of it?
Yeah. Want to cause some trouble? Hey, yeah, come into the Pop-O-Matic suite right over here, sir. Thank you. Thank
it's
you very
only
much.
Good, Mike, if you that. Have food and drinks and bowling.
Food and drinks and bowling. Yum, yum. A nice big bar. Big news for the cousin who still wears a Mickey Mouse watch. Disney adults, this is our final story today, okay. are getting their own dating app. It's soon coming your way, called Single Riders. The beta version is set to launch later this year. A Disney super fan in Orlando is behind all of it. He goes by the name Joe the Bearded Nerd on social media.
That must be, you know, he can't be a nerd if he's calling himself that.
He said he came up with the idea 2 years ago after he got stood up on a date and went to a bar at Disney World to get drunk. He's been trying to loop in a programmer ever since, and he finally found one.
I finally found my program director.
Yes.
Right, my programmer. Yes.
They're looking for people to beta test it with the full version landing sometime next year. He sees it as a way for Disney adults to connect and see if there's a spark, but it doesn't have to be a romance thing. He hopes people use it to make good friends too. You could have used this.
Yeah,
we'll
KD.
Get to your I don't want to bury the lead here or the kicker. He's been asking people for features they'd want. One suggestion was a way to see if other single riders are at the park so you could meet up and go on spur of the moment dates. He says it's meant for theme park enthusiasts in general, but Disney adults are the target audience, and King's Dominion also has that. They've had it for many more years than Disney.
Right.
And what it is the child predator database. If you want to check that out, you'll find
now
all
that
your
you
KD
know that's
people.
Not true. I just keep true. Checking it to see if Brad Pitt is there. I just want to ride a ride with Brad.
Hi, Brad. I'm Rob Spiewak. Can I touch your scar?
I want to see your scar, baby.
Please. Please. Hey, everybody. I am so excited. I just can't hide it. This weekend, I am taking a crew of youngsters out on my fabulous yacht, the Tina Louise. And while we're at sea, great minds think alike. I know what I'm going to wear. This episode is brought to you by Fair Harbor,
yes.
makers of the world's most comfortable swimwear. Swimwear you may have seen on TikTok featuring our own Josh Soroka in a pool.
Yeah.
If you're heading to the beach or have a vacation coming up, pack their BreezeKnit line trunks and say goodbye to mesh linings forever. That mesh is a mess.
I hear you.
Hey, man, that mesh is a mesh. Mesh is bad, but Fair Harbor trunks are soft, chafe-free, and built to move. Ooh! These trunks are softer than anything you have ever felt before. You got to give Fair Harbor a try. With millions of swimsuits sold and over 70,000 five-star reviews, Fair Harbor is a crowd favorite for a reason. Fair Harbor also carries a full line of casual clothing, great shorts, shirts, and the best hoodies ever.
Love
make
them.
Make sure you check out Josh's Thirst Trap TikTok video. It slaps, baby. Head to fairharborclothing.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. That's Fair Harbor. If you don't know how to spell harbor, well, here it is, H-A-R-B-O-R.
Yeah.
Duh. clothing.com/TMOS for 20% off your first purchase, and make sure you use the promo code TAMAOOSA. They know that the TMOS gang sent you if you do that. Okay,
yeah.
I raced in here today, and I didn't get a chance to see what was on either of your minds. I know you two were talking before the show, so lay it on me, boys. This is your time to shine, man.
It's funny you brought up Disney singles, because there was something all over my feed yesterday that I want your take on, Mike, and I think it's really a disaster at every level. I showed Josh, and he agrees to a certain extent. Now, the Disney company, they have all the money in the world, and because of that, they can do some pretty remarkable technological things. And they're doing an audio animatronic, that's them talking robots, show about Walt Disney. And yesterday they revealed the Walt Disney audio animatronic figure. Now, don't you think if you had the history of Disney and the money of Disney behind you, it would be pretty great, right? The figure would be pretty great?
I would think so,
yeah, let's take a look. And it is neat that they make him stand up, but the face and the right arm.
You know, I was stumped one day when the little boy asked, "Do you draw Mickey Mouse?" And I had to admit, I do not draw anymore. Well, then you think up all the jokes and ideas.
Look at his right arm.
I don't do that.
That'd be his left arm.
His left arm.
The arm on the right. Forgive me.
Well, I said sometimes I think of myself as a little bee.
Is that like a robot?
Yeah, it is. But the problem is,
can you play it again? Can you play it one more time, please?
Yeah.
And gather pollen.
Yeah. He stands up, takes a step.
You know, I was stumped one day when the little boy asked, "Do you draw Mickey Mouse?" And I had to admit, I do not draw anymore. Well, then you think up all the jokes and ideas. No, I said, I don't do that. Finally, he looked at me and said, "Mr. Disney, just what do you do?" Well, I said, sometimes I think of myself as a little bee.
His left arm is back.
I go from one area of the studio to another and gather pollen and sort of stimulate everybody. I guess that's the job I do.
So it's going to be in the Opera House there in Disney.
That
but look,
same, that same piece of crap Opera House that's been there for a million years.
But Mike,
that's like the Hall of the Presidents sometimes,
right? I need you to compare. Look, they have all these talented artists. That's not even close to Walt Disney.
All right, let's analyze it.
Yes.
It's the eyes. The eyes are
the
horrible.
Jaw.
The eyes are horrible. They gave him glossy eyes.
Yeah.
They gave him too square a jaw. But wait a minute. The jaw is...
No, it's too big, and it's too square. And also, the nose is shaped wrong. The mustache is wrong. I mean, and the hair is technically wrong. It's horrible.
What's the character on the tie?
That is... it's like the Smoky Town Ranch. It's a Western place he liked to go to that he wore the...
You know what the problem is, too? Walt had a very trimmed, thin mustache.
And that's like a Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have the big, bushy. And by the way, Walt wore the collar better. That's a terrible shirt. It's like whoever dressed Walt, right?
The audio animatronic people wanted to say that Walt had a night of drunken anti-Semitism.
But the eyes are like, you know.
And then, I don't know, I think this is actually his voice they've piped in, but it sounds like recorded, so there's no way to think that this is actually going to be him talking.
You know, I was stumped one day when the little boy asked, "Do you draw Mickey Mouse?" And I had to admit, I do not draw anymore.
Well, they've used that with AI. They've used that from the Wonderful World of Disney.
And then the little boy asked him, "Mike, are you Stalin?"
Are you Joseph Stalin? That's true. Are you Joseph? That's exactly.
Yeah.
If you put up a picture of Joseph Stalin, that's more like Walt. There he is. That's
and then
sad.
I have to wonder if they were shooting for the Tom Hanks version of Walt that he played in the movie.
Which sucked too.
That also, he didn't resemble him at all.
No.
But I just have to wonder, where did this take a left turn? Because the whole idea of making a figure...
You know who is the most credible Walt Disney?
Who?
The guy that was in Wally World. The guy that was in Wally World, right?
But he was Roy Wally. He was
Roy Wally was like Walt Disney.
Yeah,
that guy looked more like Walt.
I agree.
Although
he
had kind of that kind of stupid look.
But I have to wonder... Well, he was upset. He was pulling
at least they didn't lean into Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I know.
That's true, but... If you had all that money and that heritage that you need to keep, that false heritage.
How do you think they got all that money, Rob? How do you think they got the money? By cutting corners.
No, they got all the money by that preserving of that heritage that makes people think Disney is somehow magical and better. And they should be able to fool people. I mean, Mike, you paid all that money to go in and throw up.
I want to offer some counterpoint here.
Okay, please.
When you go into, in their day.
Yeah.
In their day. The Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
The Haunted Mansion.
Right.
To a lesser extent, even before that, you had A Small World. That time, that was
Peter
kind
Pan's
of cutting.
Flight.
That was kind of cutting edge stuff. They haven't changed that technology in a million years. So what they're doing is they're using a little AI. That's still one of the robots that you would get in the Hall of Presidents.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
But why is it that every president looks just like the president and Walt looks like he's off a five-day bender?
Didn't they freeze Walt's head?
That's
Wasn't
a rumor.
That a story? Was
That's
that a
not
rumor, not real?
That was a rumor.
So they didn't just put the head back on?
No, he's not in the bottom of the castle. He's not. But you would think the whole Disney thing is reliant on his image, always has been. Why can't they at least get it to look like him? That blows my mind.
Because they probably, you know, it's probably something where it's just good enough. Like a lot of the animatronics, it's just good. That's what they all look like. They all have that kind of, I'm a robot. What did you want it to be? Total Walt? You're a theme park person. And you're weird about it. I know that.
I would like it to look like him. That's it. That's all I want.
How come King's Dominion didn't have a king?
Mike.
I mean, how come King's Dominion didn't have a guy?
Because there's no apostrophe. No. It's not King's Dominion.
No, it's a Dominion for kings. No, they've had different characters through the years.
Yeah, but have they ever had a guy? Have they ever had the guy? Our good friend, God rest his soul, Mark, Twitch. Mark Riddell was, he worked for a guy, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But the general manager of the park is not someone who goes out and like meets and greets. Sure, I've met her, and that's great. But
you've met the general manager of the park?
Mm-hmm, of course.
Her?
Yeah, I know, right? I said, what are you, a nurse?
Then you were ushered out.
I was ushered out. I do remember when
out now.
When Mark brought me in, she looked at us like saying, "Oh, this is a very sweet couple."
You've met the GM?
Yeah, and what's very cool is that, well, it's not cool to you or anyone else, but the general manager's office is the same office that they use to film the general manager's office in the movie Roller Coaster. So when you go in the office, it's just like it is in the movie Roller Coaster with the same view of the park.
Only you would be excited about that.
Not a lot of people are. I'd say 10 people are.
Roller Coaster was a box office dud.
Well, you can't say that. You don't know that.
It was a box office dud.
Josh, can you bring up the returns on the movie Roller Coaster?
It was a turkey.
No, it's not. It's a great film with George Siegel and Henry Fonda. Yeah.
George Siegel.
It had a budget of $9 million.
Right.
Wow.
In the box office, it made 8.2.
Oh, but look at the international returns.
That's funny.
I stand corrected. I apologize.
Oh,
I thought they did
God.
Better. Oh, you know what? I can't play that music here, Mike. I need the other music. I'm sorry. Go ahead and move it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
drip.
That's the one.
Our story begins.
Oh, that's
no, that's Walt. Drip, 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 drip. There it is.
Mike, who loves coffee more than Walt Disney?
Well, I. Every day. Charlie's Choice.
Every day.
Caffeine lovers, just because we don't mention it every day, don't think that Charlie's Choice coffee is a thing of the past. It's still awesome, and you can reorder or subscribe for some more right now.
When?
Right now.
Good.
Don't just drink coffee. Experience it. We all know that you gotta have coffee, so we want to give you the best Charlie's Choice. It's available in whole bean or fresh ground. Now, I'm serious for a second here.
Yeah, please.
I drink my Charlie's Choice every single month. I have a subscription. It is absolutely delish. I drink my coffee black, and this is as mellow and delicious a bean that you will find anywhere. It's fantastic.
Great beans.
You can get a one-time order or save money with a subscription like I did and get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend delivered right to your door. This premium medium roast blend combines the finest beans from Brazil and Guatemala, delivering a rich and balanced cup with smooth caramel, deep cocoa, and sweet honey. And you don't need tasting notes. You can edit that out.
All right.
Because it's really kind of jammed in at the end there. So, all right. It's the best and freshest coffee you can find. It's crafted in small batches, roasted to order in St. Augustine, Florida, where Josh lives.
Yay, Josh.
So support small business and enjoy a cup of Charlie today. It's heaven. Get yours at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Start your day right with Charlie's Choice. Because it's good to the last sip, isn't
it,
Charlie?
It's good to the last sip.
Yes, it is, Charlie. Hot, steaming Charlie. Because when Charlie says, duh, you know it's got to be good. Right, Charlie?
Yes.
Yummy!
I don't remember ever us saying... If he says duh, it's got to be good. Yeah. But every time I read it, I like it.
When Charlie says duh, you know it's got to be good.
I bet Charlie would hate that Walt Disney.
Charlie would hate that Walt Disney.
He hates like all figures. He hates mannequins.
He doesn't like mannequins. Charlie is never like just like you. He's afraid of the you know, the wax dummies too.
Yeah, he
can't
hates
stand
it.
That.
He hates it. Poor
this
guy.
This is just a couple of random thoughts, if I may, here for a second. If you are a man who orders petite, like a petite salad or a petite filet, I'm sorry, I don't have time for you. That's what
I wanted
to say.
Did you see this happen?
I've seen it recently, and I'm guilty. I have.
Bet you're guilty.
I've taken to eating a particular salad for my lunch.
Chicken?
Every day. It has chicken in it, yes. And it's not chicken salad like you'd have on a sandwich.
Okay.
But it is a salad. It's a Thai chicken salad. And it's just about the best salad I've ever had.
Where do you get Thai chickens?
You get them in Thailand, and they're flown over here.
Well, they can't fly themselves.
And they're they swim. And they're treated humanely.
Because of course.
Yeah, there's a tender, a little outboard that follows them all the way from Thailand over here.
Those are called the chicken tenders.
Chicken. Okay. Hold on. He wins, ladies and gentlemen. He wins. Yes, it is. Wait a minute. I need a fanfare. I need a fanfare. Come on now. Did you like that, Bing? Come on. No, I can't play my thing.
Okay,
so.
Here we go.
Oh, damn it.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the chicken tender right there. But what is in the top? Is it a, I'm guessing, iceberg lettuce?
It's kind of a mixed greens.
Okay.
Kind of a mixed greens list. It's got chunks of chicken and I order the regular, and then a lot of people at my table, the old men that my fellow old men order petite, and I feel a little pang of Irish guilt. And so I just decided I would jot that down today. That's like, it's one of the little ABCs of me where it just goes.
You know, and you know what? I bet it's not that much smaller. Do you think it's smaller? Mike, is it a money issue with them?
I have no, hell no. No.
Okay. Is it to look better than you?
It's probably, like everybody wants to. Mm-hmm. I'm not paranoid, but I do know what they say behind my back. I get that. That's the joke. That's a paranoid joke.
They talk to him. They say he's got Thai chicken and Chinese shoes.
Somebody said they ought to call it the Mike O'Mara salad because I eat it so often.
Have you ever thought of ordering the regular size for everyone at the table? Thanks for your hole-in-one money?
Yeah.
Nope. Don't plan to. Don't plan to do that again. And the other thing I wanted to get off
Hold on. Before you close the bucket, if you are at a restaurant and they order you like an 8, 12, or 16-ounce cut of, say, a ribeye, and someone doesn't go to the 16, do you also think that's not a good move?
If someone orders a petite, anything with petite in it,
okay,
you know.
Yeah.
I'm not, I think, you know, it just bugs me for some
reason.
Because no matter, you know, I can lose weight, gain weight. I'm still a fat guy. And fat guys
look
don't
at this
like
before and after picture.
That's me before on the left and me afterwards.
That's right. And you smell like Thai chicken.
Thai chicken and a half a pint of tequila that I enjoy.
Of course. And you had another thing. I'm sorry.
And grown men should stay away from Pokemon card sections at Target. All right. Don't care for you.
But
when I bring my
when I bring my
11-year-old over there, get your fat ass out of the aisle poking through the cards that are for children. That's the way I wanted to say.
There's a lot of money to be made in grown-ups.
Hold on, Rob. Josh hadn't gotten a word in edgewise.
I was just going to say he should go back to the national anthem performance.
Yes.
Pokemon guy.
That guy was at the Target today. Mm-hmm. Didn't have my kid in tow. I was just walking by, and I glanced to my left where the trading cards are, the baseball, the football, the basketball, the Pokemon.
I bet it's towards the front of the store, right?
Front of the store, left side of the Target. And
yeah, I know exactly
saw this guy that was an answer me these questions three. And I'm like, no wonder that poor little kids don't get to do their little hustle because the fat old guys are rolling in with their hustle.
I've seen the old guy at the baseball cards rubbing the packages to try to figure out if it has like a thicker card, like if it has one of the special cards.
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah.
I bet
that's not all he's rubbing.
Yeah, don't trust a man who rubs a package.
Yeah.
Ever.
Beware. By the way, this is how into it my kid is.
Yes.
At the local one we have, the local Target, they have signs everywhere, which is like, don't only two to a customer. There's this whole run. It's like stocks, crypto, gambling. That's what it's
They put a limit like that on eggs a couple years ago. I just went through the line more than once.
My kid not only goes through the cards and looks for his little Pokemon, but then if there's nothing there, which there wasn't when I was with him the other day, he reaches down to the bottom of the aluminum stand and lifts it up so that at the very base of the, God, I'm not articulating this properly, the base of the shelf that shows the stuff, there's a little aluminum thing you lift up to see if there's anything hidden underneath, and there wasn't any.
How did he find out about that?
Because an older friend here in the neighborhood told him about it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not a good tip if there's nothing in there.
Well, no, it was the older kid does it for, like, his friends. He will get a prime Pokemon card pack, and he'll put it there, and he'll tell his buddy, he put it there for you. Go get it so it doesn't get picked away when some 60-year-old comes in.
I was going to say, this older friend is not like 38, is he?
Yeah. Well, that's the average age, it looks like, from the card stores.
Yeah.
And, and now I don't know whether to get him for his birthday. I don't know whether to get him Pokemon or baseball cards.
I know what to get him.
Both. What?
I know what you get him. Get him a boat trip and call it square.
You mean nothing? No gifts?
Nothing else.
Yeah. That is your gift.
And he should also, with all this money he's making on cards, how about he buys some bait once in a while?
Bait.
You little jerk.
Or go get some shrimp.
Or put something on it. For every fish he catches, he gets a Pokemon card.
I hope we catch fish. I have a terrible track record of fishing. I have a terrible track record. I really don't do well.
How does the weather look? It's not going to be choppy seas, are there?
No, because it's 8 a.m. So it's first thing in the morning. And so I'm going to guess that the pattern we're in right now is every day, afternoon storms and showers. And I think we'll be fine with that. But, I'm just going to be, all I'm there for is to monitor the kids and assist the captain. That's what I'm going to do. And I don't think there's another first mate on board.
Is there enough room for a nap?
Oh, boy. I hope so. I really
sleeping on a boat is great.
Oh, it is. Nothing like
but on a center
on
console, it's hard to do. There's not a lot of space for that.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be up in the front. I might just lay flat out in the back by the outboard.
Yeah, use the engine as a pillow.
That or the captain.
All right. Do you have any beautiful video for
Mike,
us, Rob?
Indeed, I do. And it's not just Walt Disney. It's lots of good stuff.
That's exciting. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. No matter how hot your summer gets, Liquid IV can help you hydrate for the adventures ahead. The summer heat means the perfect time to try their new Arctic raspberry flavor. Mm. Plus, Liquid IV has sugar-free solutions powered by Live Hydroscience for smart hydration. Visit liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your order. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. I drink it each and every day. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Gave a buddy of mine a packet of it the other day. He instantaneously fell in love with the white peach sugar-free, and he loved it.
You'll have a friend for life now.
Grab a stick and start sipping. Squeeze the most out of your summer with Liquid IV. Tear poor, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order with code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Oh, Ken BR. So lush. Now, Josh and I were talking about this very tape before we did the show, and he says it could be fake. I don't think it is. Either way, it merits a look. And before you see the anchor, I'll go ahead and say it. This guy.
We begin with the search for what appears to be a mountain lion or some sort of other large cat roaming Rochester streets. You've probably seen this video by now. Good evening, I'm Matt Malloy. The wild sightings actually prompting a shelter in place at one point overnight near Rauber Street and North Clinton Avenue. That has since been lifted. 13 WHAM's Natalie Calzettoni met with the man.
Don't worry, Natalie Calzettoni has the story, Mike.
This elusive animal, Natalie, this is what everyone is talking about tonight.
Yes, it is.
She's
Matt.
So happy.
And DEC says based on the video and measurements taken at the site today, the animal does appear to possibly be a cougar, and if so, it most likely did not arrive to the region on its own. Now, I spoke with a man who says he came across the wild cat while on a walk.
See, watch this.
I heard the roar. I felt that roar. I knew to keep it pushing. I knew that.
Curtis Jones says he was walking
Curtis.
Near Rauber Street late Wednesday when he saw people
he
running
does.
From what appeared to be a large wild cat.
After I see the people run, I just see something big just walking, just right over here, right here by the bush.
Look at his title. Curtis Jones claims he saw a large cat.
Large cat.
Large cat. Go.
I love the sideburns. Well, I love the sideburns.
They haven't caught the cat yet, so just be careful. But just like he said, Mike, if you hear roar,
stay away.
Get a cat. Get a cat. Now, this is really cool.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles right now, and I think it might be at the Pantages Theater, they're doing a jukebox musical of Neil Diamond's music. And I'm not so sure I would go see that. I like Neil Diamond quite a bit, but I like when Neil Diamond sings it. Now, he's older now. He's got Parkinson's, and he doesn't tour. He's, for all intents and purposes, retired. But at the curtain this weekend at this Neil Diamond show, he was in the audience. They pointed him out, and he sang a little bit. And for everyone there, this had to be the coolest moment.
I'd like to see that. He looks good.
He does look good.
Looks good with the beard.
And it the sounds hat right.
A great song.
I love that he has, if that is the capper on his singing career, that he pulled it off marvelously.
Well,
like
you're
that.
Talking about him, so I think it's the capper on more than his singing career.
No, no,
I think
no.
It's
going to
be the capper on his often.
Right. Like Chris Berman.
He sounds right. Yeah, it'll be a race.
Josh, that's two yes. this week that he's knocking off.
Get ready.
It's going to happen.
I give it 2 weeks tops. One of them is going to go. That's just the way it goes. He's going to have another little missalette to put in his drawer.
Print it. Mike, Richmond Heights, I believe it is near, it's in Ohio, but the people there just have a way to have fun. And when this policeman was parked outside of a nightclub, and you know the best nightclubs are in strip malls. When he's outside of the nightclub and someone comes up and starts twerking on his car, well, that's just disrespectful.
All right, now back here at home in Cleveland,
oh, no.
A wild scene caught on camera. Some people are in some after what you see in this video. The provocative dance has been around for a decade.
This one.
Oh, look at her. Oh, God. What's the last time she smiled was 1993.
You're right. She doesn't twerk.
Only on 19. Harry.
Only on 19.
Well, Nicole, here.
This is Harry Boomer.
This parking lot, the Richmond Heights Police Department patrols this parking lot outside of a hot spot to make sure nothing gets out of control. But they never expected to see what they saw. Video is worth more than 1,000 words.
I don't mind seeing
it
again.
You'll see exactly what I mean.
This
video was captured by a Richmond police officer.
Oh, watch out. Watch out. That's it. Now, why did they pixelate that?
Because I think her shirt
was... No, I don't think there was any nippage.
I think some of it fell down when she got up there. Yeah. But that's, you know, that's all classic Harry Boomer storytelling. Right there.
I think she was coming out of the Planet Fitness.
Could be. Could be Harry Boomer.
Harry Boomer.
Mike, you have a dishwasher. Is it fairly current?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've got a Briggs & Stratton.
That's a good one. Runs on gas?
Mike, I'm trying to work on my Briggs & Stratton dishwasher and figure out my soundboard.
Well, Mike, there they have go. A new updated
Hello.
Dishwasher. Because, for example, I hate when you empty the dishwasher and some dishes are a little bit wet. I hate that.
Yeah.
This new design has corrected that.
Here are a few new improvements to the ultra-high efficiency dishwasher. We've added a quick dry cycle setting. This prevents water from pooling on top of mugs, which is a major issue with industry standard dishwashers. In order to further reduce cycle times, we've added an auto unload feature. It has an effective range of about 8 meters on concrete floors.
That's great.
When paired with the integrated jump system, this clears most standard height countertops.
I'd buy that in 20 seconds.
I would, too. That's fantastic.
And, it looks better than the Disney robot.
Can you hear that, by the way?
Hear what?
You can't hear it?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
All right. We'll be in touch.
Sorry. I'm just trying to make sure I'm doing things correctly. Hold on. I think I've got... You're going to hear it now.
Look, I do hear it.
Yes.
Good. Thank you. All right. Sorry. I've been playing the whole time.
Let's close with this. God. It didn't show. Mike, when you find a teddy bear at a gas station, that's not such a big deal. It right. might be even sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not this bear.
Now to a disturbing discovery at a Victorville gas station. It went viral, but now
Anchorman.
It appears it was all just an elaborate prank.
Yeah, and that hoax is turning heads and a few stomachs as well. And we want to warn you, we're going to show you this video, but it could be upsetting for right. some of you sensitive viewers, certainly
Good.
Young children as well. But take a look, a teddy bear that was believed to be made out of human remains and skin was found this afternoon outside of an AM/PM
Wait,
on Bear
why
Valley
they warn us if they blurted
now,
out?
Police cordoned off.
They're going to show it again in the package. They will show up again. So right
whoa, whoa,
now,
whoa. A teddy bear made out of human remains?
Mike, that's what they thought.
Began investigating it, and soon a horror special effects artist who makes elaborate macabre props came forward claiming that he had made the bear. And that it's not actually human skin, it's rather latex. He says the bear was purchased, though, just last week by somebody in Victorville, and that it was likely just left at the gas station as a prank.
Now, I can't believe that whoever found that at the gas station threw it away, because as you know, Mike, as I know as well, the skin is the best part.
Oh, my God. Local news sucks ass.
But you know what?
I mean, really pixelated at the beginning. Just a rude.
Harry Boomer is great.
Harry Boomer's fantastic.
And that lady, what was her name? Juliana Catalano? She seems nice.
Well, and I like the lady on top of that police car, too.
Yeah.
Just wish they, I hate pixelating. I hate
she
it.
Does weather.
Yeah, I really do. I hate pixelating. You
Maybe
show
she had
that?
The bear.
Right. I'd like to see it. Well, just go on, go on the internet and find the real video. You'll enjoy yourself.
Have fun.
Yeah, go do what I do right after this show each and every day. I take a nice dive into the dark web all the time. I
that's
get
where
all
I buy
the unfiltered
that's
stuff.
I buy all my skin teddy bears there.
It's wonderful. Hey, remember, share that episode, smash that like button, and go to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Now with more sound effects.
Now with more sound effects. Great sound effects that I'll be playing for you shortly. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Fiddlesticks. I'm just a man, same as you are.
You're not a man. You're a bishop, for God's sakes.
There is no God.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.